USA Radio News.
Former President George H.W. Bush is making his final trip to Washington, D.C. Now, Bush's casket arrived at Ellington Field in Houston en route to Washington, D.C. to a full military ceremony. As you heard there with the band playing Hail to the Chief, the Honor Guard moved the body onto Air Force One, which is being called Special Mission 41, for the flight to Washington, D.C. Folks are still paying their final respects to President George H.W. Bush, including his former Vice President, Dan Quayle.
He had great respect for other people. He had a love of life. He loved, obviously, his wife and his family. And he was, just to put it succinctly, absolutely the best.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and Marriott is being sued after hackers stole personal and financial details of millions of customers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Gasoline prices have fallen to their lowest level of the year, USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price of the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
At least one child is dead and more than 40 others are injured after a bus accident in Arkansas involving a Memphis youth football team. Arkansas State Police say the bus left the road early Monday morning. The bus was taking the team back to Memphis from a championship game held in Dallas, Texas. The children on the bus were ages 7 to 12, along with their four coaches. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
The college football playoff semifinals are set. Top-ranked Alabama will face number 4 Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, while second-ranked Clemson plays number 3 Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl on December 29th. The winners will meet in the national championship game on January 7th. Joel Klatt is an analyst for Fox Sports. He joins Fox News and reacts to the news of the four teams that were selected.
So this committee that we have in college football, this 13-person committee, they're charged with selecting the four playoff teams. And the problem right now is that they don't have a very strict criteria, so they can kind of go on whatever they want to.
A legendary TV sitcom actor has passed. USA Radio Network's Wendy King gives us this tribute.
He was first known for his role as clumsy Captain Parmenter in F Troop. TV sitcom actor Ken Berry has died. He was also on The Andy Griffith Show and its spinoff, Mayberry RFD, as well as The Carol Burnett Show and its spinoff, Mama's Family. Here he is doing a commercial for Kinney Shoes.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a Kinney and you'll cover the ground. Anywhere you want to go, just head in our direction.
Ken Berry, dead at age 85.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.